love and light, peace and blessings, and thank you so much for tuning in with Goddess Hadiya. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I just haven't been feeling up to it. You know, I'm dealing with some health things. Nothing major, but, you know, I'm a woman. I'm up to age, so, you know, your body start breaking down. And I've just been feeling a lot of fatigue lately. So anyway, I just got out of the shower, and I was like, I'm up to it today. Let's go do a quick podcast. And I just want to talk about childhood trauma. Stop blaming your parents for the things they've done to you while growing up. And it could be anything from not buying your name brand clothes to not being able to provide the life you think you should have had. And there may be some emotional abuse, some physical abuse, some sexual abuse, you know, that you adults had to deal with. You know, I dealt with neglect. So, my thing is this. Our parents didn't know no better when they was raising us. They didn't know no better when they had, you know, when they became parents. Now, my mom and father did marry after I was 6 months old, I was told. And they divorced, I think, around when I was 6 or 7. And my father was not in my life after that. He went his separate way. My mom became a single parent, living off welfare and struggling to provide for 3 of her kids. There were times where we was homeless. There were times we didn't know where we was going to lay our head. There were times when we didn't know what the hell we was going to eat. I remember having to wear my clothes 2 days in a row before putting them in the hamper. I remember having one pair of shoes until you couldn't wear them suckers no damn more. So our childhood, you know, childhood trauma does affect you in your adult life. A lot of adults are angry and don't know why they're so damn angry. But if they would just do the work, everybody sit down and get some mental help. It stems from your childhood that any child in you is hurting. And childhood trauma affects your relationships. It affects your personal relationships, your working relationships. It can cause mental illness. And a lot of people don't know the correlation between childhood trauma and mental illness. It plays a big part. So yes, our parents might have gave us a fucked up life, because they didn't know no better. They weren't taught. They probably experienced trauma in their childhood. So they never healed. So they just went on and did the same old damn thing that their parents did. Just passing down the dysfunction. Now the reason why I say we have to stop blaming our parents as an adult, because as an adult, we are now responsible for our lives. You understand? See, as a child, it was your mother and your father who had to provide the necessity of life. Food on the table, clothes on your back. Make sure you was healthy. Make sure you got an education. Make sure you had the basics. And they probably couldn't afford no more than that. Some of my mother's shoes the wrong man to have a baby by. Some of my father's shoes the wrong woman to have a baby by. So we experienced a lot of trauma in our life as a child for many different reasons. But as an adult, that's where the change comes in. You have a choice to better yourself. You have a choice to turn your life around and make it something different. If you have kids, you have a choice to do different from your mother and your father. If you go out there and do the work, shadow work is what it's called, getting in touch with your dark side. Because a lot of us adults are angry, and we don't know why we're always angry. But if you really sit down and think about it and get the help, It stems from childhood trauma, the way you was raised. Somebody in your childhood hurt you as a child, and that little child needs help. That little child needs healing. So as an adult, some of us may develop mental illness. A lot of us have a lot of anger, quick-tempered, can't hold a job down because we don't want to be told what to do. And maybe you don't like being told what to do because you didn't have no say-so of your life as a child. Maybe your parents bullied you. So if you think about it, some of our behavior traits are nothing but a response to the trauma that we experienced as childhood. And I think about myself. I do not like being around people. I love people. I got good social skills. People love me. But I prefer to be by myself. I prefer to spend a lot alone time. And I beginning to think the reason why I became so introverted was because I lived with a bunch of different people growing up and was mistreated. So that made me not trust people. So yes, I blame my mother as an adult, you know, and didn't realize my father played a role in it, but I was so focused on my mom, you know, blaming her because she was the one that was there. I didn't see my father. Like, I saw my father at the age of 6 or 7. Then I saw him again when I was like 16. And the next time I saw his ass was at his Catholic funeral. He ain't never meet with his grandkids. He didn't know how we grew up. Nothing. So yeah, I was blaming my mom. But I had forgave her before she passed away. And I just have a newfound respect for her because I understand she did the best she could with what she knew, with the information she had. She didn't have no real support system. She experienced a lot in her childhood. There was some emotional neglect. There was some sexual abuse. So, that's trauma. But my mom always did tell us that she loved us. She couldn't provide the life she probably wanted for us, but the one thing she always did was say, "I can't give y'all the world, but I love y'all." She always hugged and kissed us whenever she can and told us she loved us. That is something I will always remember about my mom. Yes, we had a rough childhood, you know. But when I started my spiritual journey, it just, a lot came to light. A lot. Don't know too much about my father. I know a little bit about his childhood. He didn't have such a great childhood. He experienced some trauma as well. So sometimes our parents do the same thing that was done to them. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about being neglected, my mom was neglected and so was my father. So they kind of did the same thing that was done to them. But I didn't do that to my kids. Before I even started my spiritual journey, when I had kids, the first thing I said when I had kids, no matter what I go through, my kids will never be homeless. I never wanted my kids to experience homeless and hungriness. I never wanted them to experience that. But yes, having a healthy upbringing is crucial to child's development. The more trauma, the more problems the adult will have. Or more severe, the severity of the trauma can impact a child's life tremendously. You know, especially from infant, from ages 0 months to like 5, where the brain is developing. Trauma, like child abuse and neglect, or sexual abuse really impacts, have a negative impact on that child's brain development. Yes, it's so much to learn, but my thing is you can't continue blaming your parents for the way you turned out or the things you experience a lot. You got experience in your childhood. You got to let that stuff go. Because that's why you're not happy with life, because you're holding on to the past. The past cannot be rewritten, but you can rewrite a new chapter of your life as an adult. You don't have to continue dealing with the things you don't like. You can change all of that. And nobody, there's nothing wrong with going to a mental health clinic and talking to someone. You know, getting to the bottom of it, doing the shadow work, getting in touch of your dark side. Because we all got dark sides. You can't have one without the other. A lot of people want to talk about how good they this and that, but when you start talking about them negative qualities, nobody want to hear it. You can't have one without the other. How can we understand love if we never understood pain? How can you understand good if you never experienced bad? You have to have something to compare it to. So yes, do the work. Forgive your parents or whoever raised you. Understand, they too had trauma. They were only doing what they knew how to do at that time because that's what they were taught to do. But someone has to break that cycle. Those generational curses are repeated trauma within the family. Children need both parents, male and female. They need masculine and feminine energy because it needs to be a balance. Like I said, you can't have one without the other. So we have to heal and grow so we can make that better decisions. So our kids, well, our grandkids, for me will be grandkids, don't experience those generational curses. Gotta go.